It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
Good evening. We are here at Fort Recovery High School, Portside Fieldhouse, with another MAC matchup with our Lady Indians playing the Marion Local Flyers. I'm Steve Stone here with Diana Rammel. And tough week for the girls. Very busy. I mean, this is the third game. I mean, it'd be easy. I mean, you're the coach. It'd be easy to be tired, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or
mentally
I think I'd rather play games than I would practice. I think you get more out of games, but it can be exhausting, definitely.
Yeah, because we have really tough schedule this week with Rushi. We came away with a great win.
Yep.
And then struggled a little bit with Versailles, and we didn't come away with a win. We lost in four, and then, just one day off, and then right back at it here with Marion, who, obviously every year has a really good team.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And this year's no different. So they have a fantastic team. The girls are warming up here. We got a few minutes before the national anthem. Marion's record right now is 5-4, and who they lost to... St. Henry,
yep.
New Bremen, Versailles, and Fort Laramie.
Yep.
So let's see. So they're 1-3 in the MAC, which is kind of deceiving.
Yes, always is.
Because they were, they were ranked 8th, right?
Last time we talked.
Yeah, that's been a while. I can't remember.
I think I got that on my phone, but I don't know. Yeah, that last record I had from Division Four, it might have been old. It had us at fourth, and it had, I think, them at 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
But that could be that probably has all changed since that last time.
It wouldn't have changed until this week, so that was probably the most current.
Yeah. Yep. So, again, when you're dealing with the MAC against St. Henry, New Bremen, Versailles,
right, it's deceiving. Yeah.
New Knoxville. I mean, everybody's got a good team.
Yeah.
So,
and a lot of times it just boils down to who comes to play.
Who comes to play and who's hot.
Yep.
I mean, we obviously were really, really hot when we played New Bremen and played an outstanding game.
Yep.
But a pretty good crowd up here tonight. Marion Local actually brought a lot of people over, so Marion's got a good crowd. Fort Recovery's got the upper bleachers pulled out and got some bodies up there as well.
Yeah.
Student section looks pretty good.
Could be better,
but not too bad.
They're dressed up. I think that's a good thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to see that spirit.
We are going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse getting ready for the start of this volleyball matchup. JV's came away with a great win, a very tough-fought victory, went to three. The Indians breezed through the first set, 25-14. Second set, Marion played fantastic. Indians lost that one 22-25. And then went to three sets, and the Indians snuck away with a win 25-22. Great matchup between the two teams. I got some stats here. Looks like Val Mullenkamp had five kills. Kira Wendell had four kills and 16 digs. Chloe Showalter had nine kills and six digs. Olivia Patch had five kills. Rachel Atchison had 12 assists and 11 digs and three ace serves. Hope Wendell had 10 assists, and Brooke Collig had 23 digs, and she is fun to watch row.
Yes, she is
a great player.
Yep, that she is. That girl will get to the ball.
We're getting ready for the national anthem. Here, we're going to run some commercials, and we'll be back.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Main Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Main Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Ambassador Club had a successful year this year, and they know it couldn't be possible without the help and support of the people in our community. As a thank you, they'll be having a free campout on Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. And on Saturday evening, they'll have free chili and hot dogs. Bring the family and stop on down anytime on Saturday evening and enjoy some great chili and good company. Again, thanks to the people of the Fort Recovery area who helped make this another successful year for the Fort Recovery Ambassadors. So whether you camp out for the weekend or just stop by Saturday evening for some chili, be sure to visit the Ambassador Park on Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, for the Ambassadors' Thank You Weekend.
Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20 and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th, as the Indians host the St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games, and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games, and look for them at several local merchants.
We're back here at Fort Recovery Fieldhouse introducing the starting lineup for the Indians. Hit it.
Oh, my gosh. Starting for the Indians tonight are Carly Stone, Madison Rammel, Kaya Wendell, Brooke Garkey, Cassidy Martin, and Paige Fortkamp. Oh, looks like Paige Judy's starting tonight. Oh.
A little bit.
I don't know what's going on.
A little bit of a changeup. That's all right. That's good.
We're out of the norm, so I don't know who's not starting. You know what, though? That might have just been an announcement thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We're good.
Coming against, again, a really good Marion local Flyer team here. We are just about to get underway. Again, you got time to get up here if you're close, especially if you're in Fort Recovery. Get up here and get in the stands and watch these girls. They are a lot of fun to watch.
Okay.
Diana's got the play-by-play, and she's going to take the stats.
I'm going to try. I failed the other night, but well, I will try.
We'll do our best here.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Help me out with digs and kills, and I'll be good.
Keep everybody happy. Yeah, I've had a little bit of experience doing basketball, and basketball moves a lot slower than volleyball.
Yes, it does.
So basketball, and I don't mean that in a negative way.
Right, sure.
It's just volleyball has a lot of quick and fast action, and it is really hard to call.
And there's a lot of things to track, too.
Oh, absolutely.
More to track. So.
Yep. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. We are here at Fort Recovery Friday. Tomorrow, big, huge game.
Yes.
With Minster Wildcats, and that's going to be called with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bubba Brews.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here at Fort Recovery Radio. Again, thanks for tuning in. Kaya Wendell is going to step back and take the ball, and we are going to get this thing underway, and here we go.
Nice serve by Kaya Wendell up to the setter. Out to Kylie Albers. Dig.
Great dig by Kaya.
And overpass kill by the Marion Local Flyers. But a great dig by Kaya Wendell.
Yep. She's kind of picking up where she left off there in New Bremen. She played a fantastic game in New Bremen.
Yes, she did. Nice serve receive. Carly Stone out to Madison Rammel. Up to Paige Judy for the out-of-bounds hit.
Nice attack by the Indians. Just a little bit long by Paige.
Yep.
Makes our score 2-0 in favor of the Flyers.
And it serves up. Out of bounds.
Kylie Albers served that. Senior, 5'7". Outside hitter. Served that out. So that gives Indians a point. Hannah Kanapke is going to step in and take the ball.
Yeah. Rachel Partington comes in for the Marion Local Flyers. Out goes Kylie Albers. Back to serve, Hannah. Yeah, Hannah had a great night the other night, I thought. She got us a lot of service points and played really well. Nice dig by Kaya Wendell. To Madison Rammel, to Carly Stone for the back row attack, and they handle it easily. Dig by Carly Stone to Madison Rammel. Back set to Cassidy Martin.
Nice.
For the slide. Marion Local keeps it in play. And Hannah Kanapke with the beautiful dig up and over. And a block,
nice block
by Cassidy Martin. Ooh, this game is intense. And a tip. Madison Rammel with a tip. A dig. Almost a dig. Marion Local Flyers. The ball drops for them. That's some good play right there.
Yep, that was some really good play on both,
both sides.
Good hustle on both sides. And
makes our score 3-0 in favor of the Flyers.
Marion came away with a point there.
Hannah to Madison to Paige.
Nice.
Judy.
Paige Judy.
Big kill.
She wound up on that one.
Yes, she did. She wanted that kill.
She did.
Paige Judy comes out. Buppy comes in. Back for the serve is Alexis Bupp.
Our score's 3-2 here. The first set for Recovery High School.
And dig Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel. Out to Carly Stone for a great attack.
Nice attack picked up by Maria Stein.
Good dig by Carly Stone. And for Indians, keep it in play. Marion Local to their outside hitter. Hannah Kanapke with a great dig. Buppy coming to save it. Kaya,
nice.
Back row attack and kill by Kaya Wendell.
Put that right on the back line, and that's going to be a point for the Indians.
Yep.
Great hustle there by both teams again.
Yep.
Makes our score 3-3. First set here at Fort Recovery.
Buppy serves again, and Marion has a hard time, almost a hard time handling that. And they're going to put it over easily for Hannah Kanapke for the dig to Madison Rammel. Back to Cassidy Martin.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Straight down kill off the right side.
What do you
beautiful,
call that? A slide?
Beautiful. That's a slide.
A slide, okay.
Yep. That girl's so quick, you can give her just about anything.
Yeah. Rammel set that, and then Cass slides in behind her, and it's a thing of beauty if you haven't seen it.
It's pretty. Those two have been playing together for quite a while, and they do well. They got each other's number. Up to Marion Local and Fort Recovery.
Nice block. Cass and Stoney with the block.
Getting a block for the Indians. Buffy's on her fourth straight.
Yep.
Serve.
Lexus on a roll here. Indians on a little bit of a roll. Now they're leading 5-3. First set here in Fort Recovery.
And Marion's having a hard time handling the ball.
Yeah, lots of confusion on Marion's side.
And Carly Stone gets blocked. But great play by the Indians. I thought it was a good choice.
Good attack by the Indians.
Yeah, I almost think they probably should just spread out that offense a little bit more. We're trying to close it in too much. I think we should keep her out. Spread that offense out. And for that right side.
Little floating kill.
That was pretty, pretty, pretty.
Makes our score 6-4.
Back to service, Cassidy Martin. Great serve by Cassidy.
Double hit by Marion.
Indians block it over, but Marion keeps it in play. Stone with the dig to Madison Rammel. Out to Stone.
Roller.
Roll shot.
Picked up.
And Morgan. Morgan gets the kill for the Flyers.
That makes our score 6-5 in favor of the Indians. First set here at Fort Recovery High School, taking on the Marion local Flyers.
It's a battle. It's a battle. Buppy with a great serve received to Madison Rammel. To Brooke Buppy, who hits it. Nice hit. Kylie Albers. Marion local handled that really well. Kylie Albers sees the court well.
Yep.
Just saw a huge hole for us.
In our defense.
Yep,
dropped it in there.
Yep.
Makes our score 6-6.
Buffy with a great serve receive again. Back to Carly Stone, who slices it. That was a beautiful slice.
Yeah,
beautiful
that's
slice.
Something. I'd like to think she saw that hole.
I'd like to think so, too.
She slid it clear across the net, dropped it in the opposite corner from where she was hitting, and there was nobody home.
Nobody. Madison Rammel back to serve. Kylie Albers to Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel to Paige Fork. Oh, wait, who? Paige Forkamp hit that, yep.
Yeah, Paige Forkamp's in now.
Kaya Wendell with a dig again.
Another dig
to
by
Madison Rammel. Oh, and sets it too wide. Way too wide.
Makes our score 7-7. Tight game here, first set. Indians came away with a win. The JVs came away with a win in the JV game in three sets.
Kyle Wendell with a great serve receive out to Madison Rammel to Paige Forkamp. Nobody's there to cover it. Paige Forkamp gets blocked. That's right. We just need to buckle down here.
Yep, that makes our score 8-7.
Local Flyers serve it into the net. That's a big break for us. We got to capitalize here.
Yep.
Carly Stone goes back to the service line.
We'll
Paige
take that.
Judy back up in the front row.
8-8.
Yep, makes our score tied. Carly Stone with a great floating serve. And another tip. Madison Rammel can't handle it. Kill by Kyle.
Push. That was a push by Marion.
That could have been a call. Could have, would have, should have.
That makes our score 9-8 here at Forkside Fieldhouse. First set.
Carly Stone for the serve received to Madison Rammel. Back to Paige Forkamp. Marion local Flyers handle it. And, they get the kill off of the tip. A missed block by Paige Judy. Makes our score 10-8. Good serve received by Paige. And out to Paige again.
And
she hits it out of bounds. I'm pretty sure there was a huge touch on that. Nobody saw.
That makes our score 11-8 here. Indians trailing a bit.
Carly Stone for the serve received to Madison Rammel. To Brooke Garkey, who nails it. Gets us a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kill. I don't think she could have timed that or hit that any better.
Makes our score 11-9. We're trailing by two. We got Kaya stepping back to serve.
Cassidy Martin back in the lineup.
She ought to be good for a couple points here, I think.
Yeah, I would think. Nice serve.
Nice serve.
Kaya Wendell can't get the dig. Kill by the Marion local Flyers. Makes our score 12-9 in favor of the Marion local Flyers.
Yeah, Kara Evers is number 11 for the Flyers. She's a 6'1 senior. And
Marin Local serves it into the net. And for the Indians, Hannah Kanapke out as Paige Forkamp.
We've got Kanapke coming in for serving for the Indians. Indians trailing 12-10. Mm-hmm. Nice short serve.
Yeah. Back to Kara. A missed block by the Indians. Kara gets her kill. They were there for it, though. They were there.
From the last game, they have to angle their hands towards the middle.
Yep. They got to turn their hands into the court.
Ace service by Marion Local.
I think that's Fessemeyer. What is her name? Fessemeyer? I think that's her name.
Yep, Carrie Fessemeyer.
Yeah. To Carly Stone, to Madison Rammel, back to Paige Judy for the kill. Great swing by Paige Judy. Buppy in for Paige Judy, and back to serve is Alexis Bupp. Makes our score 14-11 in favor of the Flyers.
Got to get Buppy on a roll here.
Yep, that would do. Buppy with a serve.
That's a good way to start.
Good serve. Marion's kind of flustered on that one. Fessemeyer for the tip. Madison Rammel says no thank you and gets the kill.
Oh, my.
Fessemeyer put it right in her hands, and she just threw it right back at him. That gives us a point, 14-12.
When they're attacking, they have, like, everybody up, so it seems like that back ought to be open.
It should be.
And that's where Madison hit that.
Yep. Back to Kara. Ball goes out of bounds. That's a good call by the line judge. Ball goes out of bounds. Makes the Indians score 13. Marion Local Flyers 14.
Indians right back in it.
Yep.
It was a close call down there. But
I think it was the right call.
At her feet, so she should have been able to make the right call.
Yep. Marion Local Flyers. Good. Oh, they called an illegal hit on Cassidy Martin. I'll call her in the net. In the net. That's Kim. Kim down here. She calls everybody in the net. I mean, it can be the ball, and she can call everybody
awesome.
In the net.
Makes her score 15-13, Indians trailing by two.
Nice serve received by Buppy out to Stone, who kills it down the line. Kills it down the line. Nice kill. Marion Local Flyers are not happy about a couple of these
that
calls.
That was in. I couldn't see the other one, but that was definitely in.
Cassie Martin back to serve. Yes, we need a roll. We're down one yet. Cassie Martin with a great serve. Madison Rammel up for the kill. Actually, that's a block solo.
Yep, she blocked that into the player, and then it went out of bounds.
Yep. That makes us all knotted up at 15.
Tied at 15-15.
Yep. Cassie Martin,
another great serve.
Up. Oh, and they get their kill. Marion Local gets their kill right off the hands of Brooke Arkey. Makes the score 16-15 in favor of the Flyers. A couple substitutions on the blue side. Puts Kylie Albers back in the lineup. She's kind of their big gun, I believe. Hannah to Madison Rammel to Brooke Arkey. Cover blocked to Madison Rammel. Out to Stone. For the block. Oh, the Indians make a phenomenal play. Kaya Wendell just bumps it over. And a tip. Hannah to Stone, who passes it over to the setter. What more could you ask for? Smart play, keeping them on their toes. To Hannah, to Madison. To Madison just dumps it over, keeping them on their toes. To Kylie, to Buppy. To Madison, out to Stone, who pushes the corner. Fessemeyer gets it up. To Albers, to Madison Rammel gets the dig, to Kaya, to Stone, deep corner for Stone.
I'm about to have a stroke.
Me too. Head to Hannah, to Madison, to Stone, to Kaya. Stone gets blocked, but Madison Rammel's there to, and to, oh my goodness, I can't keep up. Stone for the kill.
Yes. It was the longest volley of all time. I'm not sure how long it lasted.
I can't keep up.
All
that
I know is
great.
We came away with a point, and Stoney gets the kill.
And you know what? I've given up on stats. I can't keep up and talk at the same time, so I'm done.
Okay.
We're just going to ask for them. Okay, Madison Rammel back to serve. And she gets a nice serve. Fessemeyer up to the outside Buppy is there, but can't handle it. Kylie Albers, number five for Marion Local, hits the ball hard. She hits it well.
Makes our score 17-16. Marion leading.
Be nice to get us a point right here and try to get the lead. Nice serve, Buppy to Rammel, out to Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets a nice hit. Marion Local gets the kill off of their setter. Caught Buppy back there snoozing a little bit. She won't let that happen again, I guarantee it. Marion Local takes timeout. Indians take
Indians will take a timeout, and so are we.
And Rachel.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School, Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. Indians trailing Marion Local 18-16. And we've had some pretty solid play on both sides of the net.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is a great match. It's what you expect in an MAC game.
Yep.
It's exactly what you expect.
Yep, absolutely.
Back and forth.
Great play on both sides of the net. Great hustle on both sides of the net.
Yep.
So number 12 for Marion Local is back to serve.
Out.
That's Morgan Heckman.
And she serves it way out of bounds.
She serves that out of bounds. Perfect. That gives us a point.
And it puts Paige Judy back in the lineup for Buppy. Back to serve is Carly Stone. I feel like we've rotated like all the way around in a matter of a minute. Carly Stone with a great serve. Marion Local handles it.
Double hit.
Paige Fourcamp with a great save out to Paige Judy. Madison Rammel to Paige Judy keeps it in play. Kara gets the kill off of the Indians. Off the hands of Brooke Markey.
Yep, we had the blockers there. They just were a little bit too far away from the net.
Yep. Paige to Madison to Brooke, who gets in the net. Got her a little too close to the net. Fighting that net. I think the pass alone right there.
Makes our score
a little tight.
Yep, 20-17, favor of the Flyers.
To Kaya Wendell, to Madison, to Stone out of the back row. Who
nice.
Hits it out of bounds.
That's
out. I thought it was in, but I'm not down there, but Indians need to settle down here and get us a little side out. We need a side out and get this point. Ball is out of bounds. Marion Local. You know, they've had quite a few out-of-bounds serves and we're not taking advantage of. We need to buckle down and take advantage of that. Hopefully we do right here.
They've been giving us gifts.
Yeah. So we need to... Great serve to Kara, who just nails it. Right now, the Indians don't have an answer for her. They've got some nice guns. We'll figure it out.
Makes our score 22-18. Indians trailing here in the first set. Ball's up.
Out to Paige Judy. Nice hit by Paige Judy. Back to Kara. Kaya Wendell with a dig to Madison Rammel. Back set to Paige Fortkamp, who hits it, keeps it in play. And Marion Local Flyers get a kill. Timeout.
Fort Recovery Indians, we're going to take one as well.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
We're back here. And Marion Local just got an ace. Brings it to 24-18. Ball's up.
Carly Stone to Madison Rammel. Straight up to Paige Judy, who hits it right into Fessenmeyer's hands. Back set to Kara. Paige Fortkamp can't handle it.
And the first set goes to Marion Local. The score is 25-18. And we are going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco.
Vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School. Indians go down in the first set, 25-18, and Diana's got some stats here.
Yeah, that first game, we have Carly Stone down for 7 kills, Cassidy Martin with 4, Paige Judy with 2, Brooke Garkey had 1, and then Kaya Wendell with 7 digs, Hannah Knapke with 7 digs, and Madison Rammel with 7 assists. So,
pretty good first set for the Indians.
Not bad.
Played good up right till the very end there, and then they kind of let the momentum get away from them. Mm-hmm. So that's all right. We lost to New Bremen the first set and then came back to win 3. So
we better figure it out. Just a little update with a score. Coldwater beat St. Henry game 1, 25-18. So I just
Coldwater
got that. I just got that information
beat
brought
St.
to
Henry.
Me.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. We've got people feeding us info.
I know. It's great.
Works out perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Indians getting ready to start their second set here with Marion Local. The JV's won in 3 in the JV match, and here we are, varsity. Indians down 1.
Carly Stone to Madison Rammel. Out to Paige Judy, who gets blocked. And up and back to Carly Stone out of the back row. She rolls it over. Marion handles it. Out to Kylie Albers. And Marion Local throws it back over for the kill. Kaya Wendell had some pretty great digs there.
Yep, great hustle again on both sides.
Out of that ace by Marion Local. Looked like it was going on in bounds. I thought it was going out of bounds. Got a sub for the Indians. Brooke caught. Colleague for Carly Stone. I almost said Garkey.
Yep.
Jeez. Brooke Colleague for Carly Stone. Brooke Colleague to Madison Rammel. Back set to Paige Fortkamp. And they're able to punch it up, but she still gets the kill. Fessenmeyer put it so close to the net, nobody went after it. Hannah Knapke in for Paige Fortkamp.
Makes our score 2-1. Indians trailing by 1 here early part of the second set. Marion came away with a win in the first set.
Hannah Knapke with a great serve to Kyle Wendell, to Madison, to Paige Judy with a kill.
Paige Judy with a miss hit. With a miss hit for
miss
a point.
Hit slash kill. Hannah Knapke gets us a service point.
Makes our score 2-2.
Great serve by Hannah. Puts a little deep. It's where we want it. Kylie Albers gets the kill for the Marion Local Flyers.
That makes our score 3-2.
Yep.
Marion Local Flyers leading by 1 here at the beginning of the second set.
Brooke to Madison Rammel.
Oh, nice.
This is the kill. I don't know how she did that.
I don't know, but I'm happy about it.
I'm happy about it.
Nice job, Madison Rammel.
Brooke Colley got a Colleague Gerke. Colleague had a great pass up to the center. Stone is back in. And
I
so
call her that all the time, too, when I play basketball. When she's playing basketball, I call her, and I'm calling the basketball games, I call her that all the time.
Let's just say Colleague.
It's easy to do.
Oh, great Buppy. Serve by Buppy.
Buppy with a good serve.
Keeps them on their toes. Stone
that was
big.
Double hit over. They didn't call.
Yeah, Madison Ramble to Hannah Kanapke, who gets a great hit. Oh, and they hit it over. Marion Local Flyers makes a big mistake there, and Indians are able to take advantage.
Makes our score 4-3.
Yeah. Back set and tip. Kaya Wendell says, "Nuh-uh, not today." And
Maddie's right there again.
Gets us our kill again. I don't know. She's seeing the floor a little bit better today.
Finding holes, really making it look easy up there in the front.
You know, when she's in the front row, she has to be an offensive threat. She's our third hitter, despite being that setter. She's our third hitter.
Get up, girls.
Oh, and the Indians make Kara eat it. Stone and Martin up for the stuff.
That was awesome.
That was beautiful. That's exactly what they need. A little momentum swing.
Blocked it right down on top of her head.
Yep, that's what you got to do.
And then rolled out of bounds.
Yep,
perfect.
That's what you got to do. Back to serve Buppy. Score 6-3. Nice serve by Bupp. And Hannah right there for the attempt. I don't know who that was going to.
Madison
Rammel was not real sure what she's doing. Hannah Napke for the dig to Madison
nice
Rammel. To Marty. Marty gets the kill. That's that little slide attack. Kill by Cassidy Martin.
Indians got some mo going their way right now.
Got a great dig out of Hannah Kanapke there. She'll tell you what, she does a nice job back row.
Makes our score 7-3 in favor of the good guys.
Yep. Buppy.
Another nice serve by Buppy.
Up to Kara. And Kara eats it again. Carly Stone and Cassidy Martin have her number. Now what we need to be looking for is that tip, because she's been blocked twice in a row. Oh, and Erica Follenkamp's telling secrets to the setter out there. Need to see what happens here. Marion's having trouble with the serve receive. Fessemeyer tips it over. Hannah Kanapke for the dig to Madison Ramble. Out to Stone, who just gets a beautiful hit. Good hit. Good dig by Hannah to Madison to Stone. Oh, Stone almost gets the kill to Madison, who tacks it over. Doesn't get us our kill. Ball's in play forever. Go Kaya Wendell with a dig to Madison and back to Cassidy Martin. They keep it in play. Buppy's got the great dig to Madison to Stone.
Yes.
Who gets us our kill. That's what we need. I think the Indians are starting to hit. We need to keep swinging hard. If we keep swinging hard,
absolutely.
That's what we got to be doing. That was a beautiful
Marion
play.
Marion Local's seen enough. They're going to take a timeout.
Erica says, I'm done. I'm over it.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians are leading 9-3. This second set, they lost the first set, and we definitely have a bit more swagger in our step this set, and the girls are pumped up, playing well. Buppy's back to serve again. She's certainly been on a roll.
Yep, she sure has. She gets us a great serve again. Outside hitter. And we block it again. Cassidy, Martin, Madison, Rammel. I tell you what, we got a wall up there now.
Why couldn't we block like that against
Versailles? I don't know.
Because we are on top of it.
We are
now
on top of it.
Another good serve by Buppy.
Oh, Kara gets her kill right between Buppy and Kanapke. It was a good hit.
That was a good hit.
And you know, you only have one blocker up on somebody at 6-1. And back to service, Fessemeyer for the Marion Local Flyers. Buppy. Oh passes
no.
over. Oh, Marion Local gets the kill. Buppy says, I take that. That's mine. Very rarely does she do that.
We're back. we had a little conversation off air there, so we're back now.
Up to Rammel, up to Martin, who gets the tip kill. I'll tell you what, she's seeing the floor tonight. You know, there's sometimes where you got to pull out that tip kill.
You know Cass is playing at a different level. Well, she played really good against Versailles, but she's playing at a different level. Maddie, Carly, everybody's kind of got a little bit of a different attitude, I think, tonight.
Yeah. Hannah to Madison. And back to Martin. Martin tapes, just lifts it right over the net. I don't know how she got away with that, but she did. Oh, and Cassie Martin gets burnt on the dig. It's all right. She played a good job back there serving and having to play defense when she doesn't normally do that. Hey, back to serve for the Marion Local Flyers is Kara. What's her last name?
Kara Evers.
Evers, thank you. Nice player for the Marion Local Flyers. Served to Bupp. Oh, can't handle it real well. We have to get it out of the rafters. And Hannah Kanapke puts it back in the rafters. I don't know what they're thinking about those rafters. They don't help us much.
They kind of lost their head there a little bit.
Yeah, just a temporary malfunction. We'll get it. To Buppy, to Rammel, who puts it up and out to Brooke Garkey.
Nice job, Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke does a nice job. And they have to lift it over. Madison gets the dig to Stone, who puts it way back in the corner. Fessemeyer runs it down. Back to Kara. Buppy gets a beautiful dig to Madison. Rammel to Stone, who finds almost a hole. Oh, and Brooke says, no way. Sorry, honey. You ain't getting this kill.
Nice block by Brooke Garkey.
Man, that was huge.
Nice.
Yes. Keep swinging out there, girls, is what I want to tell them. Madison Rammel back to serve.
Nice serve.
Great serve.
Just about an ace.
And we don't get the double that we should have gotten. And Madison Rammel takes the dig she probably shouldn't have taken. Slide for Morgan Heckman. I think that's who that is. Yeah. And she gets her kill. This official I know pretty well. He's a real nice guy. He's no Todd Hinkle. He's not going to call the doubles.
I could tell that already.
Yep, he is definitely no Todd Hinkle. I don't know if Todd's out there listening. I'm sure he's doing a game. Buppy to Madison. Back set to Carly Stone, who gets us a huge kill. That was a beautiful play.
Yep, keep the momentum going.
Yes, keeping that momentum going. In for the Indians. Judy, in for the Indians. Brooke. Colleague, if I don't screw that up, back to service, Brooke Colleague. Brooke Garkey says, no, thank you.
Brooke Garkey and
Paige Fortkamp.
Paige Fortkamp in there for a block.
Yep.
Perfect block.
Yeah. And I think Brooke missed her blocks the other night against Versailles. She was just off. You could tell she's coming back from a head injury, we like to say. Great serve by Brooke. Block again. Brooke Garkey is hot tonight.
She is something else in that front row.
Yep, and you got to give that also to Paige Fortkamp. You know, as an outside blocker, you're the one setting a block. So you're the most important one. The middle blocker just has to get to you. Back to serve, Colleague. Short serve.
Nice floater.
Marion. Oh, Brooke Colleague for the dig to Madison Rammel.
She's amazing in that
back row.
She
is amazing. And Paige, Judy just nails it and for the kill. Absolutely nails it for the kill. Beautiful. Colleague back again for the fourth, I think, third serve. I don't
remember.
I really didn't pay attention.
All I know is we're up 16-8.
Yep,
I'm happy.
Yep, that's all I know, too. Out to, Brooke Garkey. Brooke Colleague says, and out to Paige Judy. Kara
nice
gets
block.
Blocked again.
Another block.
Paige and Brooke.
They're going to call timeout.
Paige and Brooke says, no.
Yeah, Paige, they're going to call timeout. Brooke. We got 17-8 Indians leading.
Yeah.
Stoney and Rammel is fired up right
now. Wow.
That's us, not our kids.
Right, not our kids. We don't care about them right now.
We're going to take a quick break.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Calp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Calp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. Stop by for your flu shot at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School, Fort Site Fieldhouse, with the Indians leading 17-8. We got some phenomenal play in that front row going on.
Yeah, we do. Brooke Arkey's got four straight stuffs in your face blocks.
She is
not playable.
On top of that net.
On top and on fire. Brooke Hollig for the serve again, out of bounds.
Nice.
No touch.
Tell you what,
18,
that's Brooke in the back row.
She's fun.
Is a special player, whether she's digging the ball or serving the ball.
It don't matter. She's special.
She is something
good.
Else. Great serve again.
Yep. Go, Paige. Kim, could you call it any later?
On who?
Oh, it's her hair, Kim. Oh, I'm on the air, aren't I?
That's all right.
Yep, all right. It makes our score 19-9 in favor of the Indians. Somebody got their hair in the net. Kyle Wendell. Kyle puts it. Oh, and Paige Judy makes a great play. Madison Rammel feeds it out of the net, and then she gets a phenomenal dig. Kaya back to Paige, who hits it out of bounds to the Indians. Paige Judy with the kill. Nice play by the Indians.
Great hustle. Great play by
that
the
was,
Indians.
My gosh. Back to serve, Kyle Wendell.
It should be 20. Should be 20-9.
And it's showing.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you were on the air. But we're still down 1 point because it's showing 20-9. It should be 21-9.
Yep, should be.
We have to do it all, Diana.
Yeah, I know.
Well, are you going to, shouldn't we yell at Chelsea or somebody and tell them that they're missing a point?
Yep. I need to tell Bechtel.
Or one of the officials or somebody.
Bechtel's missing it. Yep. Oh, Marin Local serves it way out of bounds, not even making it close and easy or making it hard for us.
It shows 21-10.
But we should have 22.
It should be 22-10. Don't yell into your mic again.
Dig Brooke to Madison Rammel, who dumps it over for the almost kill. Can't really give her the kill, but you know what? It throws off the offense.
Both of Maddie's feet were on the other side of that line, right?
Probably.
I'm just saying. I call it fair both ways.
Yeah.
She was just about on the blue side of the net, and they didn't call anything, so I'm okay with it.
As long as her feet are in the air. Hannah Kanapke back for a great serve. They handle it well. Kara.
Oh my God.
That girl is amazing. Brooke Hollig is amazing. What a beautiful play. And, she hit it kind of quick to Paige Judy, who couldn't quite handle it.
Yep.
But
just the fact that she got to the ball was unbelievable.
Yes. And that ball probably was out of bounds.
She should have let that one go because that was out of bounds.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So
they get an ace serve on that. Makes the score 22-12 in favor of the Indians. Kyle Wendell to Madison Rammel.
Let's go.
To Cassidy Martin, who misses it.
Miss hits it.
I think she was trying to slice it a little too much, thinking about it too much. You just got to swing.
Yep, just hit it.
But she does have a big one over there with Kara, so she's got to hit it around her. I can see what she's doing.
Let's go, Paige.
Paige throws it over. To Kara, who can't get it over. I don't know if that cleared. It just didn't clear.
No,
okay.
It was right into the net.
Judy back in, or out.
Okay, now
Buppy in.
It's still 22, and it should be 23. It actually should be 24. It should be 24.
Okay, we got it. We're good. Well, it should be 24. I don't know what we're doing down there. I need to holler at Bechtel to pay attention. Wait till I see her mom. Buppy. Good.
Great dig by Wendell.
Oh,
double.
He ain't going to call. He is not going to call anything. We need to keep playing that out. I always tell my kids, you play until that whistle blows. Play until that whistle blows. If they don't blow it, you play it. Hannah Kanapke.
Come on, Indians. Let's just end this. We're only 2 points away.
Chelsea's
going to take a quick timeout. So we will too.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch, carry-in, or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Dinah Martin, Steve Stone back here at Fort Recovery High School. Indians leading 23-15.
And, you know, we're getting a little too complacent right now. We're getting too comfortable. We got a nice lead. You can't give them any slack.
Yeah, this should have been over a long time ago.
Hannah Kanacki to Madison Rammel. Back to Cassie Martin, who gets blocked. Great play by Hannah Kanacki to cover it. But it threw it up into the bleachers and couldn't quite make the play. Hannah to Madison, out to Stone, who gets blocked.
Makes our score 23-17. Flyers on definitely a big roll.
Definitely a big run. Indians got to buckle down here.
Yep.
It's this lineup right here that we need to figure out what we need to do here. Hannah to Madison. To Stone, who gets blocked again. Cassidy Martin makes a Hannah Kanacki almost makes a great play. We're going to have to buckle down here. We need to figure out how to get it around the blockers.
She'll hit it into the net.
Hannah to Madison. Madison takes it. To Hannah to Madison, who makes a phenomenal. Those two. Hannah makes a great play over the net.
Good hustle by the Indians.
Yep. The Indians can't handle the block. Can't handle the block. Just miss it right off the top of Martin's hands. Makes our score 23-19.
How many points they roll off here?
It's
seven?
Yeah, I'd say Buppy to Madison. To Stone, who can't get it over.
Another timeout by Marion Loke, or by Fort Recovery. We'll take a timeout.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe you just need some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Diana Martins, Diana Rammel.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Long time.
Well, we've known each other forever.
Yeah, we have.
So,
yep.
Come on, Indians. We just need two more points here.
Yeah, we need to buckle down here. Vestemeyer, Hannah, to Stone.
Oh, my goodness.
To Kaya. Kaya just barely gets it over to Marion.
Block.
Their outside hitter, Buppy. Buppy says, oh, yeah, Hannah to Madison. Dig to Kara. Out of bounds. Kara hits it way. And they call a touch. I don't even think we had a blocker up there. I don't even think we had a blocker. That makes our score 21-23. This rotation, we need to rotate badly. Buppy to Madison to Cassidy Martin. Cassidy Martin knows just what to do. She saw a huge hole. She gives us our game point. Now she goes back to serve. That puts Brooke Gerke back in the lineup. And now we got Kelsey Judy. We sub Kelsey Judy out, or Cassidy Martin in. And back to service, Kelsey Judy makes our score 24-21 in favor of the Indians. Kelsey Judy serves it out of bounds. Cassidy Martin back in, and that makes Kaya our libero.
Oh.
All right. Indians up 22-24.
This girl's got a wicked serve,
too. Yes, she does. Buppy to Madison. back to Brooke, who gets blocked, but the Indians keep it in play to Stoney, who hits it hard. Marion handles it. Back to Kara, who nails it in the net, gives us our game point. Thank goodness.
Wow.
You know, we had a Indians had a really rough rotation there in the middle. I don't know what we need to do or change about that rotation.
We're going to Indians take the second set. We're going to take a break.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery is now a full-line MacDon dealer. That means Hall Brothers can sell MacDon Draper heads to fit all brands of combines. Case IH, John Deere, and Gleaner combine owners can harvest with the best of the best drapers. MacDon Drapers will fit John Deere 50, 60, 70, and S-Series combines. Also, Gleaner R and S-Series combines. MacDon Draper heads come in four sizes from 30 to 45 feet wide. See Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, Ohio today, your local MacDon dealer.
The one-of-a-kind auction is on Sunday, October 15th at the Fort Recovery Elementary School Auditorium. Doors open at 4:45 p.m. and the auction goes until 9:30 p.m. The theme is A Night in Venice. You never know what you might get there, so be there. You'll have a one-of-a-kind time at the one-of-a-kind auction, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Historical Society and Project Recovery.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. You going to get to those stats here real quick?
Yeah, I can. That game, I don't know if they're... I feel like we didn't have a whole lot of kills there. We had Stone for just one. I think I might have maybe misread that. Cassie Martin with two, Paige with two, and Madison with two. Kaya with five digs, and Hannah with eight. And, again, Madison Rambo with seven assists. But I think our blocking was the key that game. My goodness. I think Brooke had four straight blocks, and it just Marion's momentum just died.
Brooke had some blocks. Paige, Judy had blocks,
and Cass Martin had blocks.
Yeah,
she ended up with four.
We were up on the net. We're tied up here, one set to one.
Yeah,
starting the third.
Kaya Wendell. Marty hits it off her elbow for the kill on the overpass by Marion, local. No, Erica, she's not in the net, honey. She just hit it off her elbow. Sit down. I just want to say that. Am I allowed to say that? Was that being negative? I didn't mean to be. But
don't be negative.
Sit down, Erica Follenkamp. Back to serve Kaya Wendell. They handle it well. Out to Kylie Albers, who gets the kill off of a great block, but the block went out of bounds. So.
Yep, good attempt by the Indians for the block, and it just falls out of bounds.
Yeah, back
makes
to
our
serve.
Score 1-1.
Yeah, back to serve, Kylie Albers.
Third set here in Fort Recovery.
Stone to Rammel, back to Paige Fortkamp for the kill. There's that freshman we've been missing. In for the Indians, Hannah Kanapke subs in for Paige Fortkamp. Back to serve is Hannah Kanapke. Makes the score 2-1 in favor of the Indians.
Let's go, Hannah. Start a big run.
And she makes a great serve. You know, the game against Versailles, I felt like when she was in this position, that's when we scored most of our points. So we'll see how we do tonight. And she gets an ace serve right where it needed to go. I don't know who gave her that zone, but it was perfect.
Right in the back corner.
Yep, and she needs to do it again. They only have two back serve receiving. So, and she puts it deep again. It's a beautiful serve. Way wide. They can't handle it. Indians get another point. Hannah Kanapke gets us another service.
No, she did not. Nobody from Fort Recovery touched that, so sit down, coach.
Yeah, sit down.
That rolled right along the net and right back on your side.
Yeah. Hannah Kanapke putting it back
in that
corner.
Oh, nice floater in the back corner.
Back to Kara. Paige Judy misblocks it again. And I almost wonder if she's jumping too high. I mean, that ball went off of her elbow, I think. you know, when you're 6'3" and you can jump with it.
She's a tall girl.
She is. Instead of jumping higher, she needs to reach over more. Hannah Kanapke, the serve received to Madison to Cassidy. And Marin Local gets a kill off of, I don't know who that girl is, but it was a nice kill.
Yeah, they got some, Marin's got some girls who can hit the ball.
Yeah, they do.
I'll say that for them.
Bessemer back to serve. Score 4-3 in favor of the Indians. Hannah to Madison, up to Paige Judy, who says, this back, is my night.
Yep, back yeah. corner, nice.
Nice job, Paige Judy. Buppy in for Paige Judy. Back to serve. We scored a bunch of points on her last game. We'll see how we do here. You know, I feel like the Marion Local Flyers are looking a little bit down right now, so if we can just keep taking it to them. Oh, and oh my goodness sakes.
That's one way to do it. A fluke serve that hits the net and somehow flips over the net.
The momentum of the ball allowed it to roll right over the tape.
We got a smile out of Buppy on that one.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. She makes another good serve. Marion Local. Oh, and she makes a great slicing kill. Marion Local gets a great kill. Stone there. She was right where she needed to be. It was just a very good, hard hit ball.
Well struck ball.
Yes, yes, it was. Out.
Out.
Yep, out of bounds. Look, we're screaming for the. I want to scream in the microphone so bad. That ball's out. Let it go. In for the Indians is Brooke Arkey.
I wouldn't mind if you screamed. No problem.
And Kelsey Feely. I'm sorry, Kelsey. Kelsey Judy
Kelsey
back to
Feely,
serve.
Where in the heck did that come from?
You know, I talked to Harold the other day. I think thinking of that.
Ace.
Kelsey Judy gets us an ace just when we need it. That's a beautiful serve right there. You know, Kelsey's always had such a great, great serve.
I think that's why the coach puts you in there.
Yep, she's a great server. It does some funky things. She gets us another one.
You know, two aces.
It does some funky things when it comes over, and it's hard to receive.
Hard to judge.
Yeah, yep. So they sub out Kylie Albers and put in Partington.
That makes our score 9-4 here in the third set.
Another great over pass. Brooke Darkey says, out of here. She single-handedly
they're going to call timeout.
Blocked,
yep.
Soloed that.
Timeout. We'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Back. We're back here at Fort Recovery Fieldhouse, Fortside Fieldhouse, watching the Indians take on the Marion Local Flyers. Indians leading in the third set now, 10-4, and we've got Kelsey Judy back serving, and she's on a little bit of a mini roll here.
She is. She's had a couple, two aces?
Two aces, and another point. She's got 3 points to her favor.
Oh, she misses it.
And we were bragging her up, and she serves it into the net.
Yep.
That makes our score 10-5. Indians leading here. And we're in the third set, and the Indians have split the first. The Marion won the first one, and we won the second one.
Hannah Kanapke, Madison Rammel makes a great,
no clue how she did that, but I'm happy she did it.
Yep, and Indians let it go out of bounds. The bad pass by, I don't even know who passed it, Buppy, maybe?
I think it was.
I'm not sure. And then Madison Rammel just stuck her hand out and got a great hit off of it. She had to touch it. And now she's back to serve.
Here we go, Indians. Nice, nice serve. Marion on the attack.
Oh my gosh, the Indians almost make a phenomenal play. Madison gets her hands up just enough, and Buppy puts it in the air and just can't quite get the play out of it. Great defense there. Great defense.
That's out.
Out of bounds again.
Tell you what, they've given us, like...
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot.
I agree.
I mean...
Paige Judy back in for Buppy. Stone back to serve. Oh, beautiful serve.
Little floater right across.
Oh, Stone. Oh, God, love it. Oh, great play.
Great hustle. Great hustle by the Indians.
Great hustle.
Mary comes away with a point, but yep. Great hustle by the Indians.
I tell you, they're putting it all out there right now, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable serve by Marion.
And Paige Forkamp with a nice hit.
Great dig by Marion.
Yeah, out of bounds by Kara. She's trying so hard to hit it over Brooke that everything she's hitting is going out of bounds.
I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
You keep hitting it out of bounds, little sweetheart. Kaya Wendell back to serve. Back in the front row is Cassie Martin. That's huge. She's been blocking well for us. Kaya gets a great serve. Marion Local has a hard time handling it. Fessemeyer, Kaya to Madison, out to Judy. Judy
get down.
Hits it right to Fessemeyer. Back to Kara. Oh, the Indians can't handle it.
Nice block by the Indians. Yeah. They got up there to block it, but they blocked it out of bounds.
We need to turn our hands in. Turn our hands in. We're not turning our hands in. All right, we'll figure it out.
Indians leading 13-8. Third set.
Stone to Rammel to Madison to Hissabeth.
Missed times.
Yeah, missed times.
Missed times by the Indians. So point goes to Marion Local.
I must wonder if Maddie was moving. She should have dumped it. That's when you got to just be smart and just keep it in play. Judy to Rammel. Back row attack, Carly Stone.
Nice.
Damn, nice hit, Carly Stone. To Kara, who gets a kill. There's her kill. That was just not lining up the block right. We need to line up our block. Paige Judy needs to pull it in a little bit. And I think that's what Chelsea's telling her right now. Pull it in.
Now Marion's on a little bit of a run there.
Carly Stone to Madison Rammel. Back to Paige Forkamp, who hits it out of bounds.
Time.
With no touch.
That makes our score 13-11. Marion's definitely on a roll right now.
Yeah, Indians need to go. We need to stop this train. Paige to Madison, out to Paige. Judy, who hits it right to somebody again. Marion's having trouble with it, but they're going to free ball it over. To Kaya, to Rammel, to Cassidy, to Paige, Judy. Marion has trouble with it. And they're having trouble again, and Marion gets caught right in the net. So,
thank goodness.
But, you know, they're doing to us what Versailles did the other night. They're just keeping the ball in play.
Yep.
Sometimes if you just keep the ball in play and you let the other team make the mistakes.
Yep, their defense has been outstanding.
Yeah, it has. And I think ours has been phenomenal, too. Hannah Kanafke back to serve.
Great serve.
Yes, beautiful serve. Out. Yep, out of bounds. Out of bounds by Marion Local Flyers. Fort Recovery Indians score another point. Makes it 15-11. Back to serve, Hannah Kanapke.
Let's go, Hannah.
Yeah.
Let's get some of them points back.
Good serve.
Great serve.
Back to Kara. Oh, he gets a great kill again. You know, she's not hitting line. I feel like we're blocking line, and we shouldn't be blocking line. And I think I saw Chelsea telling Paige Judy that a little while ago.
I saw her pointing and talking to her.
Yeah, let's let her hit line. Let's see if she can. To Madison, who gets the jump kill.
Nice.
You know, that's
been working for Maddie.
It has, and in the past she's been throwing it deep and it's not getting her kills. And the other night she said, "Mom, let's go up. So get a key, let's go uptown. Let's go to the gym. I need to work on that."
16-12, double hit by Marion.
Oh, dear. Great touch to Hannah, to Madison, to Stone. Out of bounds. Stone gets a kill with her left hand. Gotta love it. I love her ambidextrousness. Is that a word?
We're making it a word. We're making it a word.
Makes it 17-12. Buppy gets a beautiful serve. Marion makes an almost great play out of it.
Wow, if that would have went over, I'd have puked.
I would have puked because it was rolling. And Marion says,
Marion's going to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back. What are you laughing about? Indians leading 18-12. Got the little bit of mojo heading Fort Recovery way. So let's keep it rolling here. See if we can get out of this one with a win in the third set.
Indians up 18-12.
Indians
Buffy.
Up 18-12. Buffy's back to serve. That's always a good thing.
Yep, because she is
baby.
And she gets the ace. She gets the ace. I love that girl.
Two girls were just standing there looking at each other like, you going to hit that? Yep. No, I'm not hitting it. You hit it.
Yeah, neither one of them wanted it. They said,
I wasn't even close to being out.
No, nope, not even remotely. They just didn't want it.
That makes our score 19-12. Now let's see if we can keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Right. We've got to keep it on the gas pedal.
To finish this. Oh, great block.
Madison
Hamill, yes!
Gets the kill off of the block. And now who gets that assist?
I have no clue. Does she get an assist and a kill on the same shot?
I think she got an assist.
She gets an assist and a kill.
Yeah,
that
I think so.
That is tremendous.
Now, I don't know how you would do that.
Absolutely
back to Kara.
Tremendous.
Let's see what she can do. Oh, Hannah lets it go thinking it's going out of bounds. I might have taken that chance, but it was definitely in. And she's smiling. She's like, okay, I'm getting it next time. Makes a score, 20-13. Indians got to buckle down.
Yep.
Buckle down. Hannah to Madison. Out to Stone, who says, and it goes out of bounds for the kill. That's the Stone I love. Just ripping the ball. Kelsey Judy in to serve.
Yeah, she brought that hand back from about her ankles.
She did.
And brought that over. That was huge. 21-13.
Kelsey Judy.
Let's go, Kelsey.
Yep.
Finish this.
Nice serve. You got to love.
Oh, get up, girls.
Yes. Brooke. I'm not sure if that was Brooke or Maddie that touched her.
I don't care who it was. All
matter.
I know is it's a point for us. It's all I care about.
Kelsey Judy, great serve. Great serve.
My feet are tapping. I'm nervous.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and she serves it right into the net. There's that short serve, that signal that just wreaks havoc on us sometimes.
Ugh.
And, you know, the sad thing is...
The way she served that last one, she should have just served it that way again.
Yeah, keep doing it. And the sub puts Kylie Albers back in the front row.
Wicked deep serve.
Yeah, let her serve it. Yeah, I agree. Let her serve it.
Have at it.
Yeah. Buffy.
Great serve by
Kelsey,
Marion.
Up to Madison Rammel. Gets a nice hit.
Nice attack.
Meyer says no. Kylie Albers. Madison makes a great play. Oh, Hannah Kanapke with a dig to Kelsey Judy to Stone. Oh, and she just missed it. Just out of bounds. I think that set was set so wide, I didn't think she was quite ready for it. It was just set too wide.
Indians leading 22-15.
Buffy to Stone. God love Stone for that hustle right there. Oh, and Brooke Gerke.
What the heck did she do there?
Where did she come from all of a sudden?
Oh,
she
just, I have no idea.
Nice, easy pass right to where the setter should have been. Setter back down at the last minute. And
23-15. Yep. Let's go. But, boy, with this Marion team, you're never comfortable.
Nope. Madison Rammel back to serve. Fessemeyer takes it in the face. Oh,
get down.
That was almost a great play.
If that would have made it over, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I would have cried. No.
We didn't need a more bomb store. But
game point, Indians.
Let's go, Indians. Finish it.
Madison Rammel to Kylie Albers.
Uh-oh, here comes an attack. Oh, nice block.
Madison Rammel, go get up for Paige Forkamp.
Yes!
Paige Forkamp says, I'm just going to end it.
Nice.
That's the freshman that we kind of missed the other day, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice job, Indians. Indians leading now 2-1.
You know,
we're going to take a quick break.
All for fall.
Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back on. This is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Oh, this has been pretty fun. Run us down some stats. Did we have any stats?
I'll tell you what. I just took a look at them. You're looking at about an average of each person at two kills, and each person had a couple of digs. You know, it's so spread out.
I'll say overall, if you look at like everybody that's out there, mm-hmm. I mean, Paige Fort Camp is playing well.
Yep.
Cass is playing well. Paige is playing really well.
Yep.
I mean, Paige Judy.
Yep.
Brooke is like probably one of her better games.
I think this is definitely her best game. Yeah.
Stoney's playing pretty good.
And I think Stoney, that back row, she's had some phenomenal diving. She's just made some great plays.
Kaya's playing well.
Yeah.
You know, they're just all playing well. There's not one person that's really carrying the team.
No, it's definitely balanced.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't forget about Rammel out there, that Rammel kid.
Oh,
she's doing okay.
Who's that one?
She's doing okay.
Oh, that Rammel. Yeah. I've heard she
does okay.
I've heard she's not bad.
Yeah.
I've heard she's not bad on the volleyball court.
I've heard she's bad
at home.
Well, yeah, I have to lock her in the closet every now and then.
Oh, that's good for those pretty girls. You got to lock them in the closet.
That's right. Keep them there. Throw away the key, right?
That's right.
All right, Indians are up 2-1. We need to buckle down and don't be nice.
That's exactly right.
Stone to Rammel. Out to Fort Camp. Fort Camp makes a great attempt. And Merkel cannot get the ball over Martin and Judy.
Let's keep that going. Big girl is getting hammered.
Yes, she is.
By our blockers.
Yep. Hannah Knapke back to serve. Paige Fortcamp is going to sit down. Nice serve,
great
Hannah Knapke. Fessemeyer has to chase it down. Good. Hannah to Madison. Out to Paige. I don't know what happened. They called it out.
They called it out. Because she wasn't in the net, but they're...
No, I think it went on the outside of the antenna.
It did.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I can't see that from here. I don't have my glasses on. Makes our score 1-1. Back to serve. Kylie to Stone to Rammel up to Martin, who hits it out of bounds. I think we're trying to place it again. We can't place it. We just got to play. Just keep hitting our ball.
That was in. Did they call that out?
Yeah, she called it out of bounds. I think it was out of bounds. Kylie back to serve. Stone lets it go. God love her. She knows this floor. She knows the court so well. Paige Judy out. Buppy. Buppy's been hot.
Buppy has played really well.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, everybody,
good,
really,
good,
so far.
Good service.
Yeah.
You can count on her with the serves.
Yeah.
And she's played that back row very well.
Yeah, she has. Buppy to Partington. Oh, four.
That was four because that never went over.
Yep. That gives us a point. I was hoping he would call that. I was getting a little nervous.
Yeah, when you get nervous, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Waiting for four-lettered expletives to start flying.
Buppy, great serve. Partington puts it in the air. Out of bounds. They hit it out of bounds again. That's where we like them balls going out of bounds.
That's exactly right.
And you know what? That one wasn't even close.
We definitely got the momentum right now. And those girls are, Marion's a little mixed up, so let's keep it going.
4-2, Indians. Partington up, back row. Fessemeyer takes it. And Madison and Cassidy said nope.
Blocked it.
Kaya to Madison. Madison doesn't get the kill, but she keeps them on their toes. That's for sure.
Oh yes.
Kara eats it again. Stone Martin. Martin putting up a wall over
Stone
there.
Stone Martin.
Putting up a wall. Puppy back to serve.
Putting up a wall.
I think, should we not have
keeping
six?
The Fort Side Field House great again. Yep, making yep, the Fort yep, Side yep. Field House great yep. again.
Kaya says no. Cassidy Martin helps out. Go. Hannah makes a great
defense.
Dig. Oh, you know, Madison Randall makes a great play, but she puts it too close to the net,
yep,
and we just can't handle it. You can't put the ball there. Her dad taught her that.
He's a loser.
I know. And back to serve Fessemeyer. Hannah
nice.
To Madison.
Here
out
we
to
go.
Shoo, out to Martin, who almost Martin gets the kill. No, she does not. Yes, she does. No, she does not. I don't know. Marin Local kept that ball in play. I'm telling you what, I was nervous.
They work their rear ends off.
They do. That was a great time for Marty to let up and just throw that dump in. You know, you got to keep their defense guessing where to play, and that's how you do it. Judy back to serve. Kelsey's Judy back to serve. And great
nice serve.
Good serve. And, Buppy. Love Buppy.
Nice attack.
To Judy. To Stone, who gets almost to kill. Fessemeyer gets to a lot. Stone, or a Bup. To Judy. To Rammel. Oh, Judy almost gets a great dig. She was there. Almost had the ball up. I don't know who got that kill for Marion, but it was a little bit of a deflection off of Brooke Garkey's hands.
Yeah, it makes our score 6-4.
In favor of the Indians.
Ball's up.
Hannah. To Kelsey Judy. To Brooke Garkey.
Nice. Let's go, Indians.
Out. Oh, Marin Local hits it way out of bounds. That's Addie. Addie played with Madison. In for the Indians. Paige Forkamp.
Paige Forkamp went in for Hannah and
Madison Ramble back to serve. Indians up 7-4. And Kaya says, here we go, to Madison.
She's
out
awesome.
To Forkamp, who gets almost a kill, almost. Fessemeyer to Kaya, to Madison,
again.
Back to Stone.
Oh,
and she slices it too wide.
What are you doing?
Just put it on the floor, right? Don't you want to just tell her that? Just put it on the floor. Let that make the mistake.
Yeah, put it down. Don't place
that
it. Put
be,
it down.
That should be something that you should have written out as a coach, those little sayings. Just put it on the floor. Let them make the mistakes. Those are sayings that you just have to say every time. Every time out. Just Buppy to Stone.
Nice
out
set.
To Judy. Or I'm
oh,
sorry.
Nice.
Forkamp, who gets the kill. Great assist by Carly Stone.
Great assist. Great kill by Forkamp.
Yeah. Into serve. Let's see. Into hit is Paige Judy. And into play defense is Colleague.
I kind of like this. I like
Brooke
this.
Colleague.
I don't have a problem with this.
Yeah, I like Brooke Colleague back there.
I like it.
What a great time to get her in. Brooke Colleague gets a great
serve.
Oh, but they handle it so well. Oh. And, that's a great metal hit by Marin Local. I don't know which girl hit that, but I feel like we might have been missing a blocker there, too. Okay, Indians still up 8-6.
Another tight game.
Yeah. Kaya. To Madison, out to Paige, Judy.
Blocked
to
Paige again.
And she just tips it.
Let's go.
Paige Judy says, bam. Oh my gosh. Marion Local almost made a phenomenal play. They couldn't quite handle it. They're giving me a heart attack because they're making some pretty phenomenal plays.
Yeah.
Pretty phenomenal plays. Paige Judy just goes up and rips it.
These guys aren't giving up, that's for sure.
Nope. Kaya Wendell back to serve.
Come on, Indians.
Nice serve, Kaya Wendell. Putting the setter at the 10-foot line. Kylie Albers. Kaya Wendell.
Oh, Kaya.
Oh,
unbelievable.
She is unbelievable. Brooke Garkey, or Brooke Collig, getting Brooke Collig again. Oh, Paige Forkamp just about gets the kill. Just about. Marion's having a hard time. Cassidy Martin to Madison Rammel. Out to Paige. Judy, who gets a nice hit.
Another block.
They keep it in play. Roll shot to Madison Rammel. Kaya Wendell to Paige, who pushes
it
deep out of bounds. She needs to find a hole for that push. A hole on the court for that push. As soon as she finds that hole on the court, that was a great option. Just a little too
wide. She saw the court. Yep. It was just a little bit long.
Gives Marion a point. Makes it 7-9. Paige Judy to Madison Bramble.
Let's go.
Back set to Paige Fortkamp.
Nice.
Bam. Paige Fortkamp says, I'm done with this. I need some kills.
Yep, nice.
Let's add them up. That was a great set, too. I sometimes you don't know where the heck Ramble's going to go with it, and she put it right where it needed to go. Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Beautiful serve.
Nice serve.
Albers, love Colic to
love,
Madison.
Yep.
To Paige in. Touch, no touch. They don't even call the touch. Okay, Paige Judy, that was a good set out there. Just missed it a little bit. Not by much. It was a good hit, good swing. That's what you want to do, swinging the ball.
Line judge called that in. I guess the antique guy called him out.
Yeah. Kaya to Madison, out to Madison. Back set to Judy. And
Roller.
Marion's handling it well.
Yep.
To Kara. Oh, Hannah Kanapke says, nope, Madison. Go, Madison. Go. Oh. I'm trying to help him out, and I can't.
That was great hustle by
Indians. Yeah, it was good hustle. A little overpass, and Ramble went up to block, got a touch.
And their butts off.
They are working their butts. 10-9, favor of the Indians. Kaya to Ramble, out to Martin, who gets the kill. Damn. And that's what Marty needs to do. Marty needs just a swing. Sometimes I feel like she's trying to place it, and that girl jumps over everybody.
Yeah.
She can just swing. Back in the lineup, Buppy and Stoney.
Stoney. Two of our outstanding seniors.
Absolutely. Absolutely outstanding seniors. These girls will be missed. Buppy. Nice serve. Fessa Meyer. Kaya says, nope.
Kaya.
Madison to Hannah out of the back row. And Hannah Kanapke gets a nice hit out of the back row. Fessa Meyer passes it over to Stone to Madison. And Madison to Stone. Carly Stone just rips it. You know, and Madison, that's what Madison loves about Stone. She knows where she's at all the time.
Yeah, they have good chemistry.
They do. Buppy gets a great serve. She says no, thank you. I'm not letting anything go.
Stoney, Kaya, Buppy, tremendous hustle.
Gets between our blockers. I'll tell you what, those girls are putting it all out there. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, if you're not bleeding, if you're not sore, if you're not tired at the end of a game, then you didn't play hard enough.
That's right.
I think, you know, I think they're well on their way, but we got a long way to go yet. So short ball to Hannah to Ramble.
Let's go.
Back set to Marty, who hits it off the top of Tara Partington's head up.
Right off her head.
God love her. That was a great dig, but you know what? When you've got somebody that hits the ball that hard, holy Macanelli, she just hit it hard. Back for the Indians to serve is
I think that girl's
Kelsey.
Got Wilson tattooed on her forehead.
Yeah,
right
I think
now.
So, too. And you know what? Let's let Kelsey keep
that was
serving
a double
like
hit.
That. Yeah. Go, Buppy. Oh, Kelsey Judy. Oh, can't quite get it. Buppy made a great dig, but she put just way too close to the net. Way too close to the net.
Yeah.
And Judy can't handle it.
Test 1, 2, 3 is your mic.
This is it. I'm good. Bup puts it over.
Ow.
You know what? Let's let them make the mistake. Sometimes that's okay.
I think you've said that before.
Yeah.
I think you've said that
you
before.
You know, and I've told the girls, if you're digging a ball and it goes over, that's okay. Keep the ball in play. Ramble back to serve. Indians up 14-11. And she serves it out of bounds.
Oh,
a little hesitation on the line call. Serves it out of bounds. There's not a good time to miss serves.
Yeah, can't be given these teams.
Nope.
You can't give this team points.
We can't give
them an inch.
They're so
darn good.
You give a MAC team an inch, they take a mile.
You can't give them easy points.
Nope. Let's see what happens here with serve receive for the Indians.
Fantastic serve.
To Ramble. Back to Stump. Says, bam, see you later. That's another one of those plays. Matt, I think that's just a gimme. Stone's back there. You give it to her.
Yep,
you got to give it to her. I feel like that she hits better from the right side sometimes than she does the left side. I don't know if that's her side or what. Stone.
With an ace.
With an ace. That was a beauty. Erica is up, and there goes the big T.
Yep,
she wants to take
out
a minute.
We're going to take a break.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I think we're back.
Yeah, I think
I've been
sure.
bad with commercials tonight.
I know. I think it's the intermission.
A little bit of dead air. Sorry about that. I am a rookie, and I don't get paid.
And that, yeah,
so
right.
if you want to complain, I ain't getting paid.
Right, me neither.
So.
Me neither.
Anybody else wants to jump in?
Back to serve Stone.
Have at it.
Stone makes a great serve. Fessemeyer in the face, almost. And Fessemeyer decides she wants to hit Madison to Brooke Garkey. I'm telling you what, Brooke Garkey tonight.
Let's talk about her.
She gets a touch. Kaya to Madison. Madison to Paige.
That's
Paige
in, baby.
Judy, who says, bam.
That's in.
I want my kill.
That's in.
You know, and I think Paige Judy has been told, you know, you don't have to hit it straight down. Straight down is blockers. You hit it deep, hit it off the top of their hands. And it's working. It's working tonight.
Stone
hits it in the net.
Darn it, why do you do that?
No. Our kids. Are you locking yours in the closet tonight?
No.
I am.
I'm going to beat her when she gets home.
Back to serve Marion Local. Paige to Madison to Paige Judy.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Who gets the kill. She thought she was getting blocked, and she had enough sense to come down and cover herself. But the ball fell in front of the Miriam players, so
awesome.
That was a great play.
All right, here we go.
Kaya Wendell.
Let's
Indians
go, Kaya.
Indians up 18 to 13.
Ah, there's an ace.
And there's an ace. Yep. Indians get it. Yep, Paige Forkamp goes up and touches it.
Why would you touch that ball?
Freshman.
Why would you touch that ball?
Yeah, I think she thought it was coming over, and it's one of those things you do. Up for the Indians are up 18 to 14. Marion Local gets an ace serve, a quick ace serve. Indians need to buckle down here and settle down.
Yep, they definitely have had the momentum here, and they got to finish.
Yep, they got to go because there's no fat lady singing yet, so don't get comfortable. Stone to Rammel. Rammel to Forkamp, who says, bam! I'm going to make a statement right here. Really? Wow.
Why don't you say that on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of chatting off the side there on the mic.
Hannah Kanafke back to start.
That was a double hit.
Yeah. Oh, and they get a kill. Kylie Alberts gets a kill off of Madison and Cassidy. And I just got a note here that Coldwater is on a 40 to nothing run with sets, so they have not lost a set.
So they
40.
Beat St. Henry?
Yeah, it looks like they beat St. Henry
in three.
Tonight, yep. Stone to Rammel. Diving play to Kaya. Marion to Stone. Madison almost gets the kill. But Kylie's there. And touch. Stone. Go, 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 go. Stone makes an almost great dig. And Hannah Kanafke has to run back and miss it. That puts us 19-17 in favor of the Indians.
Yep, Marion's got a little bit of a run going here.
Yep.
They're
yep.
down two.
And the Indians take a timeout. Indians say, let's just
Indians will
talk
take a
about
timeout.
This a minute.
We're going to take a timeout.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School, Fort Site Fieldhouse, watching the Indians take on Marion Local. The Indians are leading 19-17 here in the fourth set.
Yep.
Indians leading 2-1 in the sets.
Out. Oh. Indians should have let that go. Marty for the attempt. Out. Oh, Marion Local can't handle it. They hit it right into the net. We had a little bit of a misplay there for the Indians, but we made something out of it.
Yep.
Buppy back to serve. I like it when Buppy's back to serve.
Yeah,
we got
Buppy serving. We got to get this thing over with. I can't call
close.
Five.
I can't do five. Buppy, great serve.
Great serve.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And they handle it well. And yes. Cassidy Martin,
and who else is up there?
Stone's up there with her, and they make a great block. And again, you give yourself an assist, and you go up and attack it, throw it right back at them. That's what you do.
Unbelievable block.
Put the ball on their side, let them make the mistakes.
Another great serve by Buppy. Got the Marion on the ropes a little bit.
To Stone, to Rammel, back to Stone, who says yes. Stone is just seeing the floor tonight. She is seeing it. And she says, you know what? I ain't losing.
That's right.
That's what Stone is saying.
22-17. Let's just finish this out. Buffy. Out. Marion's going to take a timeout, try to take our momentum away from us, and we'll talk to K&L Tractor Sales.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians playing pretty darn good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Leading 22-17 here in the fourth set.
Buppy back to serve again.
Buppy back to serve. Rips
a
nice
great,
one over. Yeah,
great serve to the middle. Oh, there's that Kara again.
Yep.
That Evers girl is a beast.
She's good.
She's good.
She's a good,
I like her.
good front row player.
Yeah, and she hits well from everywhere, so... Fessemeyer back to serve for Marion Local. Girls got to buckle down and get a good pass. This was the rotation for us that we struggled on, so we'll see how we do. Buppy to Rammel. Back set to Martin, geez, I'm Pete's. And then roll to Hannah, to Madison, to Marty, who says, bam.
Yep.
You know, the beauty of that set was they were going to Stone. They thought, oh, Marty just hit one. Let's go block Stone.
Yep.
And she threw it back to Marty, and she did not have a single blocker up. So that was huge. That was a huge set by Rammel.
That was a huge set for the Indians because it kind of keeps the momentum on their side of the court.
Yeah. And Cassidy Martin.
Just sneaks an ace, and nobody touched the ball.
That girl's a beast.
She is
that
having,
gives us game points.
She's having probably one of, I mean,
I think
don't
they
know,
all,
one,
they
one,
all.
Of the, one of their best games.
Marty gets a great serve and out to, she just
24-18. Let's go. Finish it right here,
Finishes
Sony.
Stone. Oh, she gets blocked. But, man, that was a beautiful play. Beautiful play.
Makes her score 24-19.
And Stone looks, she looks frustrated, but it was a great hit. It was a great play. And I don't know if it was too close for her. I don't know, but it was a great play. Indians, game point. Buppy to Rammel. Oh, no. Hannah Kanapke says, I want it. After Brooke Garkey said it. And the Indians block it. Madison Rammel says,
Down.
That makes the Indians winners for the night.
Indians are winners. 25-18. Great, great game.
Yes.
Great hustle by both teams. Pretty darn well matched teams.
Yes.
Indians came up with the win. Huge. We got another commercial to get to, and we'll wrap her up after that.
Yeah, we'll have stats when we come back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2344 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here to wrap her up at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. The Indians won the JV game in three, and they won the varsity match in four.
Four, yep.
And just a really hard, hard-fought match. Very athletic teams, outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding volleyball tonight. And again, if you haven't been up here yet, you have got to get up here. Just some of the best girls high school volleyball you're going to find is pretty much right here in the MAC.
Yeah. Yep. I do have some
stats.
Some stats. Some girls haven't brought me any yet, but I do have kill stats and I have dig stats. Carly Stone led us tonight with 12, followed by Cassidy Martin, who had a big night with 10.
Yep.
Paige Fortkamp with 8. Maddie Rammel comes in with 7. That's big.
That's
for
huge.
The setter.
Yep.
And, you know, she needs to have 7 because she is also part of that offense as far as an attacker. Brooke Gerke came out with 2.
Brooke played probably best games.
I think that was her best game.
One of her best games of the year.
I think so, too. I think, and you know, she may have only had 2 kills, but I think she probably ended with 10 blocks. She was
Oh, her
beast.
Blocks were incredible.
And
actually, Brooke squared. We have her and the other one.
And colleague played tonight and got 6 digs, and she just played a couple rotations for
Stone.
She
came in, and she played unbelievable
she
in that
was
back
unbelievable.
Row. She is a hustling, just hustling machine.
And she always seems to be in the right spot at the right time. How does she do that? I don't know.
I'd say it has to do with being smart.
I think so, too. And then we also have, this is a huge stat right here, Kaya Wendell and Hannah Knapke, both with 20 digs. You know, and you got Kaya.
Defense.
Oh, our defense is phenomenal. Buppy had 7. Rammel had 9. Defensively, they were sound tonight. And
yep.
I just thought it was a good, well-played, well-coached game. I thought after that first loss, I think they made some changes. And I thought
I don't know.
Nice
I don't know enough about volleyball, but I can tell you that whatever happened in the first set, they looked, I don't know, out of sorts. Mm-hmm. And then, it's just like football,
I think,
you make some adjustments.
Yeah, and that's what we did.
And we came back and we looked really solid the next three. We looked really solid.
They did. They looked like they just handled it. And I think a lot of that is the coaching, you know, when you make those few little tweaks.
Adjustments, yep.
You know, and that's what you do as a coach. You tweak it so it works, and that's what we did.
Yep.
So, yeah.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Great night of volleyball here, and we will, Fort Recovery Radio will be with you tomorrow with the one and only Jeffrey Hobbs doing Fort Recovery football at Minster. The next week we have a full host of volleyball Monday. We've got Sydney Lehman, and we're going to be simulcasting with Radio Rob and WPGW. Thursday, we've got a big MAC game at Parkway. And when you go up and play in Parkway, you know, that's always a tough game. So we've got that with WPGW. And then next Friday, we've got Versailles at home, and of course, being comparable, Jeff Hobbs.
Uh-huh.
And lots going on. Thank you very much for tuning in. And
have a good night.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular program.